ask in your name. Amen.
So glad you've come tonight, and we are not a professional group of musicians or vocalists. We're a local church trying to use what talents and abilities we have for the glory of God. Amen. And the folks you're going to hear from tonight, both vocally and instrumentally, are people who are members of our church and involved in our music program here on a weekly basis. And I'm thankful for the folks that God has given us. And a lot of these folks work hard and practice and put a lot of time in, effort, to using their talents and abilities for the Lord. There will be several specials tonight that we've had to do a little rearranging due to some respiratory problems and throat problems like the one I've had. Some folks that were going to sing just don't have a voice to sing with tonight. And Brother Greg Payne just can't sing for us. I know that's disappointing, I know, but anyway. We put him in the penalty box up there to keep him away from the microphones, all right? But anyway... We will hear from different folks, some, as I said, vocal pieces, some instrumental pieces. There'll be some coming and going. There's too many people and too many folks that are doing different things and multiple pieces that just can't make it move smoothly. And so there'll be some folks coming from the audience and the congregation and back and forth a little bit. But that's all right. It might be a little downtime, a little quiet time between the specials. We are an amen church. We're not a clapping church. But I think given the occasion tonight, if you want to clap after a special, you help yourself and I'll join you, all right? And the folks have worked hard and deserve that. But this is all for the, it's the greatest season of the year, in my opinion. And it's all because of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to do our best to have let our talents and abilities honor and glorify him tonight. Brother Tom Thomason, we're not going to do any kind of introduction between the pieces. They know when they're performing. And so once we start, we'll move right through to the end, and I'll have just a brief word as we close out. But Brother Tom's going to start us off. Appreciate Brother Tom, a faithful song leader, more than a song leader. He's here every Saturday morning to visit, here to drive a bus on Sunday, teaches a class of adults, just highly involved, and I appreciate his spirit and attitude. Missed him last Sunday when he was gone, amen. So he's going to start us off tonight with Ring the Bells. We do have a nursery if the child starts crying or calling out and interrupting the service so that folks can't pay attention and enjoy it. You slip out, one of the ushers will help you locate the nursery, okay? And that will be real helpful. Brother Tom, come sing for us as you enjoy this night of music.
Why don't you grab a songbook there in front of you again? Number 140. Number 140, the first Noel. We'll sing the first and last stanza, if you would, with me, while some more people get in place. Sing with me, number 140.
Come back, not as a baby, but
good. Take a songbook again. Turn in, number 138. That just had a page mark, didn't have the right number on it. Number 138. Let's stand together. We'll sing the first stanza. Let's just stretch your legs again before we go on with the program. Sing with me, number 138.
Savior, you are.
When
that night. As the darkness settled on Bethlehem town, the travelers were tired and worn. There a stable sheltered them all through the night, and Jesus the Christ was born. All the angels sang, heaven's praises rang, and the stars shone glorious and bright. A new age had come with the birth of God's Son. For everything changed that night. Sing we Noel, Noel. Everything changed that night. As the shepherds gathered to worship the child, beholding the wondrous sight, sing hope and joy had come through the gift of God's Son, and everything changed that night. All the angels sang, heaven's praises rang, and the stars shone glorious and bright. A new age had come with the birth of God's Son. For everything changed that night. God came to earth to give us new birth. Give him the glory and praise. Honor we bring to Jesus our King. He is the Ancient of Days. All the angels sang, heaven's praises rang, and the stars shone glorious and bright. A new age had come with the birth of God's Son. For everything changed that night. Everything changed that night. Everything changed that night. Lift up your voice, let us rejoice. Everything changed. little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child one day. And the sky was bright with a holy light for the place where Jesus lay. Alleluia, all the angels sing. Alleluia, how it rang. And the sky was bright with a holy light. 'Twas a humble birthplace, but oh, how much God gave to us that day. From the manger bed, what a path that led, what a perfect holy way. Alleluia, the angels sing. Alleluia.
Go into Bethlehem, 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 see that baby, go into Bethlehem, see that child, go into Bethlehem, see that baby, go into Bethlehem, gonna take a walk. Go into Bethlehem, 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 see that baby, go into Bethlehem, see that child, go into Bethlehem, see that baby, go into Bethlehem, gonna take a walk. Go into Bethlehem, go into Bethlehem, go into Bethlehem. Look over yonder and see the wise men. On a journey they traveled afar. Look over yonder and see the wise men. Led to Bethlehem by a star. Go into Bethlehem, see that baby. Go into Bethlehem, see that child. Go into Bethlehem, see that baby. Go into Bethlehem, gonna take a walk. Go into Bethlehem, go into Bethlehem, go into Bethlehem. Look over yonder and see the shepherds watching over their flocks by night. Look over yonder and see the shepherds by the light of a star so bright. Go into Bethlehem, see that baby. Go into Bethlehem, see that child. Go into Bethlehem, see that baby. Go into Bethlehem, gonna take a walk. Go into Bethlehem, go into Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem.
I'm gonna sing
heavenly melodies when I see that child.
I'm gonna sing
heavenly melodies when I see that child.
I'm gonna
shout hallelujah when I see that child.
I'm gonna
shout hallelujah when I see that child. Oh, go into Bethlehem, see that baby. Go into Bethlehem, see that child.
going to Bethlehem, see that baby, going to Bethlehem, gonna take a walk. Going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem. Look over yonder and see the angels from the heavens, they come to earth.
Look
over yonder and see the angels singing praise of a baby's birth. Going to Bethlehem, see that baby. Going to Bethlehem, see that child. Going to Bethlehem, see that baby. Going to Bethlehem, gonna take a walk. Going to Bethlehem, 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 see that baby. Going to Bethlehem, see that child. Going to Bethlehem, see that baby. Going to Bethlehem, gonna take a walk.
Going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem.
Going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem, to see that child.
Going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem, going to see that child.
Thank you.
stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, angel voice.
I hope you've enjoyed these musical specials tonight. We're not a professional group. We're just sinners saved by grace and trying to use what talents and abilities God has given to glorify and honor the Lord Jesus. This is about Him. The season of the year is all about Him. Years ago, if you're a Bible reader, you know this can happen. You read a passage of Scripture, I don't know how many times, dozens of times. You read it, and you read it, and you read it. You read it again, and then all of a sudden, as you read it another time, a verse just jumps off the page at you, and you think, my goodness, has that been there all this time? Years ago, I was reading through 2 Corinthians. Don't turn to it. I'm going to read one verse, say a couple words, and we'll be done. Reading through 2 Corinthians chapter 8, and I came to verse number 9, where the Bible says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich." I was awed by that verse. Awed by it. Sometime later, this is when I was still out in Iowa as an assistant pastor. I had preached at a church somewhere, and I never thought about this happening, but somebody came up to me after the service and said, "Brother Terry, would you sign my Bible?" I never thought I'd be asked to sign. I never thought about it. And you know, when you sign your name in the Bible, you know, you're supposed to always have a scripture verse. You know, so things scripture verses start flying through my mind, like Jesus wept or something like that, something, you know, really deep. No, seriously, when I signed my name and I knew I had to sign a verse underneath it, immediately I wrote 2 Corinthians 8:9. Every Bible I've signed for somebody since that day, over these years, I use that verse. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. The truth of the matter is, people, that is Christmas in a single verse. That's what that is. Christmas in a single verse. To me, Christmas is found in this verse, 2 Corinthians 8:9. Let me just tell you how it is. Number one, Christmas is about Jesus. And this verse is about Jesus. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Some folks don't take the time, don't find it necessary, and some even believe it's sinful to celebrate the Christmas season. Now, I just have a hard time with that. Because, friend, I don't worship the greenery. I don't worship a tree. I don't worship the lights. But I worship the one who is symbolized by all of those things. Everywhere I look at Christmas time, I see Jesus Christ. Everywhere I look, I see the greenery of the trees and the wreaths. And I'm reminded that Jesus is the life. Not a life, but the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by him. I'm reminded that Jesus is everlasting life. And Jesus can also give you the abundant life. You know, Jesus, knowing Jesus is having eternal life in heaven. And knowing Jesus is having a little bit of heaven on earth as you await that place. Because he is life. I see that in the greenery. When I see the lights, I'm reminded that Jesus is the light of the world. And when he was born into this world, he brought light to a dark, dark, dark world. I don't know if you know anything about the time between the Old Testament and the New Testament, but there were 400 years of silence from God. 400 years of silence from God. God didn't say a thing to people. Didn't say a word by revelation or divine inspiration. Until the day that he sent Gabriel to Zacharias and Elizabeth to announce the coming of John the Baptist. And of course, that was all about Jesus. He was the forerunner of Christ. And then the angel went to Mary and then to Joseph. And then Christ came. And when he came the light of the world at a very dark, dark, dark time in our world's history. I think of that when I see the lights, when I see the red bows or the red poinsettias. Or the red of Christmas, I'm reminded about the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. More than that, it forgives us and washes us clean. And I'm glad tonight that there is a fountain filled with the blood of that little baby who one day went to the cross and gave his life so that we might be saved and have our sins forgiven. When I see the star, I'm reminded that he is the bright and morning star. And I'm also reminded of the day when the day star arose in my heart. And I hope the day star has arisen in your heart, friend. If you're born again, child of God, then the day star arose in your heart, the day you trusted Christ as Savior. But if you're not saved, you're still in darkness. I'm glad to tell you tonight that the day star can arise in your heart tonight if you'll trust Christ as your Savior. I'm reminded of that when I see the star. I'm reminded of Jesus when I see the nativity. When I see Joseph, it reminds me that Jesus is God because Joseph is not his father. Joseph is just his earthly guardian. His father was God. When I see Mary, I'm reminded that Jesus was human and made like unto us. Thank God that he was made like unto a human being, a human who's made a little lower than the angels. And you understand, friend, that the angels who sinned against God with Lucifer and were cast out of heaven have no hope of redemption. No hope of salvation because no one has paid the price for their sin. Because Christ was not made like an angel. Christ was made like a man. Christ was made like a human, a little bit lower than the angels, but thank God that he did. He did that because when he died on the cross, he took all the sins of mankind on his body and bare them on that tree so that we might be redeemed from our sin and brought back to God. Thank the Lord that Jesus was made as a man. When I see the shepherds at the nativity, I'm reminded that Jesus is the good shepherd that gave his life for the sheep. I'm reminded that he's the great shepherd who'll come again for us one day. And I'm reminded that he is the chief shepherd. That's what I think of when I see the shepherds. When I see the wise men And the wise men came later on, but the wise men are always included at the nativity. When I see the wise men, I am reminded that Jesus is made of God wisdom unto us. When I see the sheep, I'm reminded that all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone into his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. When I see the stable, I'm reminded of how he humbled himself. From the throne of heaven to a stable. You might have had a poor birth, but you didn't have a poor birth like that. You might have been born in a very simple hospital with the most menial and simple of technology and so forth at the hospital. But no one here was born in a stable. Nobody here born in a car, a barn. No one. Jesus Christ left the throne of glory and came to this earth and humbled himself and was born in a stable because there was no room for him at the inn. When I see the gifts at the Christmas time around the tree, I'm reminded that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. And the proof of love is always in the gifts. I'm saying tonight that Christmas is about Jesus. Christmas is about Jesus. And in this verse, I read about Jesus, number two. Christmas is about grace. And in this verse, I read about grace, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That word grace means unmerited favor. It is the divine influence of God upon the heart. Have you been brought to Christ and trusted in him as your personal Savior? Was there a wooing? Was there a drawing by the Holy Spirit of God that brought you to the place where you acknowledged your sin and looked to Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection as your only hope for heaven? Has that happened in your life, friend? You know what that was the result of? That was the result of the divine influence of God upon your heart. No person just naturally comes to Christ. Naturally, we go the other way. We go away from Christ. But it is grace, unmerited favor, the divine influence upon the heart that draws men to Christ. And all men are drawn to Christ to some degree. And if you'll let the Holy Spirit draw you to Christ tonight, you can find salvation from your sin and enjoy the real meaning of Christmas. Christmas is about grace. Let me say this tonight, number three, that Christmas is about giving. And I see giving in this verse. The Bible says that though he was rich, he became poor. Christ gave his riches. And you know what I find in Christ? I find that he's rich in mercy. And he's rich in grace. And he's rich in love. And he's rich in life. And he's rich in joy. And he's rich in hope. You understand what that is, friend? Those are all the things that really count in this life. And the older you get, the more you realize that life is not in the abundance of things that a person can possess. Life is in the mercy and grace and joy and love and hope that Jesus Christ gives to mankind. Those are the things that really count. And Jesus is rich in all of those things. I'll say lastly tonight, number four, and I'm done, that Christmas is about others. And I see others in this verse, that though he was rich, hear it now, yet for your sakes, he became poor. We are the recipients of his riches. Those of us who were poor are made rich by his riches. But wait a minute. In order to receive his riches, he had to take our poverty. Now you say, well, Pastor, you don't know my financial condition. I'm not talking about your financial condition. I'm talking about your sinful condition. Every person that's born into this world is born in a state of poverty when it comes to your sin. There is no righteousness in us. We're all poverty stricken as far as righteousness and goodness goes. The Bible tells us that there's none that doeth good, no, not one. There's none that seeketh after God, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every person born into this world is in a state of poverty when it comes to righteousness and goodness. But Jesus came and took all of our sin, took all of our poverty upon himself, and in its place offers us all the riches of his love and grace and mercy and eternal life on top of it all. And friend, if you've never been saved, you're missing out. I don't care what kind of a Christmas present you get and how much food you enjoy at the Christmas season. If you've never been saved, you're missing out on the true meaning of Christmas. The true meaning of Christmas. So let me ask you tonight, has Jesus become your Savior? Can you go back to a point in time when you acknowledged that you were poverty-stricken in sin, had no hope of getting yourself to heaven, no hope of self-salvation, and turned to His death, His burial, and His resurrection, and embraced Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If not, what better time of the year than at this Christmas season where the whole thing speaks about Jesus Christ? For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. The best way to have a Merry Christmas is to know for sure that Jesus resides in your heart.